poll, young Americans' LGBTQ acceptance plunges 63% to 45% in 2 years. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 27, 2019. A survey produced by the Harris Poll in partnership with Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, finds young Americans' comfort with LGBTQ individuals has plunged from 63% in 2016 to 45% in 2018. According to the Accelerating Acceptance Report, Americans aged 18 to 34 who say they are comfortable interacting with LGBTQ people dropped from 63% in 2016 to 53% in 2017, and then to 45% in 2018. The survey results are published as lesbian, gay, and transgender activists celebrate Pride Month. At the same time, the Trump administration continues to attack the LGBTQ community through discriminatory policies and targeted rhetoric, and LGBTQ Americans are becoming more vulnerable to hate crimes and violence, GLAAD said in response to the survey outcome. President Donald Trump tweeted his support of the LGBT community by condemning dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of their sexual orientation. "My administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort," the president said. Among the survey's findings are that the acceptance of LGBTQ individuals among young women dropped from 65% in 2016 to 64% in 2017, and then plunged to 52% in 2018. Among males, 62% were accepting in 2016, plunging to 40% in 2017, and then further down to 35% in 2018. The percentage of young Americans who said they were uncomfortable with an LGBTQ family member increased from 24% in 2016, to 29% in 2017, and then to 36% in 2018. Additionally, the discomfort of young Americans has increased with the thought of their child's placement with an LGBTQ teacher, from 25% in 2016 to 29% in 2017, and then to 33% in 2018. Also, 39% of younger Americans said they were uncomfortable discovering their child experienced an LGBTQ school lesson, compared with 30% in 2017 and 27% in 2016. In contrast, the survey showed that American adults aged 72 and older have decreased in their discomfort with LGBTQ lessons in schools, 47% to 37%. John Gersema, CEO of the Harris Poll, called the survey results alarming and toxic, reported USA Today. "We count on the narrative that young people are more progressive and tolerant," he said. "These numbers are very alarming and signal a looming social crisis and discrimination." Gersema suggested the cause of the drop in LGBTQ acceptance is due to young people on social media who are exposed to mean tweets. Sarah Kate Ellis, GLAAD president, said the decline in young Americans' acceptance of LGBTQ is surprising, given their contact with more people who identify as such, noted the news report. In the report, GLAAD notes that young people are identifying as LGBTQ in higher rates than ever before. "This newness they are experiencing could be leading to this erosion," Ellis said. "It's a newness that takes time for people to understand. Our job is to educate about nonconformity." The LGBTQ activists explain that when a decline in acceptance of this population was observed among younger males, GLAAD launched a program dedicated to working with the video game industry on LGBTQ inclusion, to bring LGBTQ characters and stories to a world where male audiences were consuming content. According to USA Today, Ellis and Gersema attribute the drop in LGBTQ acceptance to political rhetoric and policy changes, such as a ban on transgender people in the military and religious exemption laws that can lead to discrimination, Ellis and Gersema said. "Both are a likely force behind the young's pushback on tolerance," they said. "We are seeing a stark increase in violence in the community," Ellis added. "In this toxic age, tolerance even among youths now seems to be parsed out," said Gersema. "Nothing today should be taken for granted."